T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we welcome to St. Louis and to the Y98 studios, Zeus McClurkin and Sweet Lou 2 from the Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh my gosh!
They're so handsome.
Okay, let's just get out of the way what, well, I don't know. Tim might want to suck up a little more before he asks you.
I don't. I'm a big fan. I'm excited you're here. We can move on.
He really wants to get a pair of your Harlem Globetrotter shorts.
Oh, you got to earn these.
I know. Tell me what I got to do.
Oh, well, it helps if you're 6'8".
Okay.
You got to be extremely handsome.
Okay. Well. All right. I thought I was until you guys came in. Now I'm like,
And humble at the same time.
Well, he can never get them.
No, you can get them. You can get them. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com, and that's also where you grab tickets for our game.
Do you think I can pull them off, the shorts? Do you think I would look all right in them?
Pull them off?
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Why are you so inappropriate with guests in the studio?
Come on.
All right, so I was reading your bios, and one of you guys, Sweet Lou 2, you're... your dad was a Harlem Globetrotter.
Yes, ma'am.
Sweet Lou. One.
Yes. Yes, he's been with the organization for 43 years now.
43 years? Yes. That's unreal. And one of you, though, never gave up the basketball dream. I was reading a bio. Was that you,
Zeus?
Yes,
ma'am. Yep.
Tell everyone your story.
So I didn't make my first team until the 11th grade. I got cut from 6th grade all the way to 10th grade. Then the summer of 10th grade, a miracle happened. I grew 5 inches over the summer, drank a lot of milk, and finally grew. But all of my coaches and teammates said the same thing to me. They said I was too nice. And they said, in order to be good in basketball nowadays, you got to have that killer instinct, you know, and have that mean streak. But I never developed it. I was the type of guy, Tim, if I foul you, I apologize for it. My coaches hated that about me. I had one guy tell me, he said, all you do is smile and dunk, smile and dunk. And today, I get paid to smile and dunk. So it worked out for me. So I tell kids
that's the
that
kind of guy you are.
Yeah, just be yourself. You know, if you're a nice person, stay in nice person. Don't let people try to change you and tell you you got to be mean to make it in this world.
That's awesome.
How did the Harlem Globetrotters thing happen for you? Like Sweet Lou 2, we know how it happened for you. You're
You didn't have a choice.
I grew up around it, and I had the opportunity to try out for the team, and I made it, and I'm just super blessed to be able to follow my father's footsteps.
Yeah, right.
What if you had been bad at basketball?
Yeah. It probably would have been a little different.
Yeah.
We need a mascot.
I grew up just being known as Sweet Lou's son.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make a name for myself. So I worked extremely hard whenever he wasn't at home.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of.
To be able to, you know, make him proud, too.
And paved my own path.
Sweet Lou's one of our best shooters on the team, too. We've got a shot in our game this year called the four-point shot, and it's about 30 feet away from the basket. I promise he can hit it with his eyes closed. Like, he's one of the best shooters I've ever seen and ever played with.
That's cool. And everybody can see that when they'll be here November 2nd. It's 2 o'clock at the Enterprise Center.
2 and 7.
Oh, two different games. Yeah. That's awesome. So November 2nd and tickets available. You said harlemglobetrotters.com, right?
Yes, sir.
And you can also pick up those shorts.
You know, a lot of people are picking them up right now, too, because Halloween coming around.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's the number one time of year that we sell that merch. It's like crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I need a jacket. I'm going to spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah, he wants your entire outfit.
This is going to get out of control.
He has a problem.
Yeah, no.
It's not just clothes. It's like bobbleheads. If you have bobbleheads, he's going to take those,
We're getting some. Those are coming up.
Oh. Well, yeah. Why haven't there been? There should be.
Yeah. No, our heads haven't been big enough, but we're getting there.
It's a humble thing.
So I want to talk about all the tricks you do, because we were talking a couple weeks ago about mascots, and apparently NBA mascots are like the highest paid by a mile.
Yeah, crazy. Like Thunder from Oklahoma City, $700,000 a year, did I say?
Yeah.
Is it just one person that's being Thunder? Because anybody can put the helmet on, couldn't
I? I think that one, especially the NBA ones, because they're doing tricks and all this halftime stuff. I think it's like the guy. It's
a specific guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Now you're curious, aren't you? Are you going to Google?
That's a real good one.
Give me a helmet. I'll tell you.
But do you watch the NBA All-Star Game and the Slam Dunk Contest and you're like, oh, that's easy, some of the tricks they do?
I mean, I think we have some of the greatest athletes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With the Harlem Globetrotters, everybody's great at what they do and very, very special and very unique in their own way.
Yeah, we see that in practice.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying. Like, they do it once a year at the NBA All-Star game, but this is like your daily thing, mm-hmm. doing all these amazing tricks.
But you also have to be good with the audience. There's so many layers to what you guys do because you have to, you know, the audience is there and you integrate them into everything you're doing.
Absolutely.
So you have to love people to do what you do.
Absolutely.
I will never be a Harlem Globetrotter.
I just love being able to interact with people naturally and putting smiles on people's faces and making
it's
memories
cool.
for a lifetime.
You guys are also, you're so funny during the games as well, and we have a hard enough time being funny.
it's difficult.
Yeah, let alone slam dunking. Speaking of which, you brought a basketball. You're going to maybe teach me something.
And Kevin.
Yeah. To see if we can earn the shorts.
For sure, yeah. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I am right-handed.
All right, Kevin, right-handed or left-handed?
Well, this is a long story.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I dribble well with my left hand, but I shoot with my right.
All right, cool. So you want to take Kevin, I'll take Tim.
Yeah,
and let's do a spin-off. Let's see who can spin the ball longer. Cool?
I love
it.
All right, sweet. Here we go.
I spin the ball on my thumb. I'm just letting you know.
Oh, yeah.
Tim, hold your right finger in the air.
All right, so now they're each going over to them, okay?
Straight up.
All right. Jen's
Instagram Live.
Instagram Live-ing this. All right. Oh, man. Now they're going to put it on their fingers. And, did you try to do it one more time? Let's, and put it at the same time. We'll see who can hold it the longest. Okay. All right, they're both going on their fingers now. They are spinning. Oh. Kevin was 1 second. Oh, ding!
The round is over, and are no winners.
Can we try one on Courtney's fat thumb?
Yes.
Because I have a feeling it'll stay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I can do it.
Look at that thumb, though.
I've never seen
it. That's
right. He's never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, and the reason that I'm not doing it is, this is a story people have heard 1,000 times here. I played basketball. I was really tall, and everyone's like, oh, you should play basketball. Mm-hmm. And the only basket I ever scored was for the other team. No lie.
But you scored.
Yeah. I did. I finally scored it. As it's going up, I'm like, don't go in. I realized as I shot that I was like shooting at the wrong person.
Much better trick shots than that November 2nd at the Enterprise.
Yeah, Zeus McClurkin, Sweet Lou, too. Thank you for being part of the Courtney and Company show. And if you want tickets for their event, two shows, like we said, two games, you can go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com. Is that correct? All right, to get your tickets. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Here for Zeus and Sweet Lou, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.